This is Radio Energy News.
I'm Saskia Williams, and this is your 12 o'clock EN4 news update. Two women have won a claim for compensation after the Met Police failed to properly investigate allegations of rape about John Warboys. It said the police, who failed to believe their reports, caused them severe mental harm. One of the victims has this message for the police.
Had you done your job properly, there wouldn't be 105 victims. There would have been one. And I can take the one, I can't take the 105.
For the first time in a century, a former St Andrews University student is suing a man who was cleared of raping her following a High Court trial 2 years ago. Stephen Coxon had been charged with raping the student at a flat while she was drunk during Freshers' Week in 2013. The woman, known as Miss M, is suing for £100,000 in damages. The family of a Scottish man missing after a stag weekend in Germany fear he may have been hurt and lost his memory. Liam Colgan from Inverness disappeared more than a week ago during a weekend in Hamburg for his soon-to-be married brother Eamon. In their latest update, his family have said they are scared he might be suffering from a head injury. 62 Conservative MPs have been accused of trying to hold Theresa May hostage. They've sent her a letter which lists that they call what they call suggestions for the Brexit deal that they want to see. They insist that the UK must have full control over laws after withdrawal and must not become a rule taker from Brussels. MP Peter Bone signed it and denies that it's a passive-aggressive threat.
That letter, I don't see how that could ever be interpreted that way, because it's wholesome support for what the Prime Minister is doing. What we're going to do is achieve a special relationship with the European Union. These are helpful ideas for the Prime Minister along the way.
Survivors of a Florida school shooting that left 17 people dead have travelled to the US Capitol to press lawmakers to take more action on gun control. About 100 students arrived in Tallahassee hours before the state legislature rejected a ban on assault rifles, exactly like the one used in the attack. They are due to stage a rally at the State House later and meet legislators. A fire at a leisure centre in East Renfrewshire has forced people to be evacuated. It's reported that smoke could be seen for miles after a pallet went up in flames. It is not yet known if the fire has spread to the building, but around 10 firefighters are currently battling the blaze. Today in Edinburgh, hundreds of books are being collected by a charity who wants to give them to the homeless. Street Reads believe that everyone should have the chance to find solace in books, regardless of their status. Avril Gray from Napier Big Reads has been collecting books for the charity.
We thought that it would be really interesting to think about those individuals who don't have free access to books, who don't have opportunities to learn, and who don't have a safe environment in which to progress and to think about how they can become or are lifelong learners.
And in curling, Team GB's women have defeated reigning champions Canada to progress into the semi-finals of the 2018 Winter Olympics. Skip Eve Muirhead hit the winning shot as her team of Scots won 6-5 in Pyeongchang early this morning. The men's semi-finals will be held later in the day, while the women's will take place on Friday. That's all from EN4 News right now. Tune in at 1 o'clock for your next news update. I'm Saskia Williams.
This is Radio Energy News.